Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks, into the second hour. Jordan Maxwell, expert on the New World Order and the Illuminati power structure, coming up in the next segment. We've had a lot of requests for it, so I'm going to roll it now in this segment. And that's Johnny Cash, the man in black, because I identify a lot with what he's saying here. Sometimes this show seems gloomy and negative, but it's actually positive to admit what's happening and to stop denying it. Our denial is one of the greatest culprits in all of this. So we got that song ready? Go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
That's right, Johnny Cash. And again, when we get back, we'll talk to Jordan Maxwell, get deeply into who the globalists are, who the elites are, who's controlling us, their symbolism, the world they're creating, how they program our subconscious. You see, these elites had learned these technologies long before they were codified scientifically in marketing and mind control and propaganda. The mind sciences, as the Nazis called them, or the Russians called them. Psychological warfare, as the British and the U.S. call it. But having knowledge of the propaganda and having knowledge that you're being programming, that you're being programmed, and knowledge of the programming allows you the power to put it down, to be aware of it, to see through it. And then it actually becomes an irritant and spurs me on a daily basis to fight these people. You know, anytime I'm tired and don't want to fight, I can just turn TV on and watch 5 minutes of news, 5 minutes of the smirking propaganda, 5 minutes of the evil elites, and I'm just absolutely ready to go. I'm going the distance. What about you? Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Jordan Maxwell has been on the scene fighting the New World Order since the early 1960s. He is an icon in exposing the New World Order. And we've never interviewed him before. I've certainly seen some of his documentaries. I know he's been in some films that have used some of my work in it on Bohemian Grove. He's just done a lot of great work, and we're going to be going to Jordan Maxwell here in just about 60 seconds. Folks, my new film is out, The Order of Death, 45-minute documentary. We had an infiltrator who, for the last 2 years, worked in the Grove and never even told us about it. After he got the footage, he then gave it to us. He got inside the owl, got the effigy, the mock human sacrifice, just got so much video and footage. And that's about 20 minutes or so of the new film. Then we get into the Illuminati, its history, how the Ku Klux Klan is Illuminati, you know, a offshoot of these Masonic organizations. It just covers Skull and Bones, the Nexus points, what their master plan is. Such an important film. And it's on the same DVD as my re-edited, remastered, re-released Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, because I made that film in about 3 weeks back in 2000, because we were getting death threats. I'd snuck into Bohemian Grove. I wanted to do it quickly. Put it together. It was a good video, powerful information, but now, I really tweaked it, cut it down, added information to it, brought it up to date. And so it's an hour and 30 minutes long with the new 45-minute film. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes of powerful video, two separate films, one DVD, one VHS, $24.95, and each additional copy, $9.95. And that is only until the first of the year, until January 1st. It's a great thing to give your friends and family this Christmas season, this holiday season. It is a great, instead of giving them a nose hair trimmer that they won't use or don't like, or instead of giving them some stupid book they don't want to read, or instead of giving them a fruit pie or a Tide or some little Christmas ornament, give them the gift that unlocks their mind. Infowars.com, go peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore. Look at clips of the films, read about them, read reviews, order them online via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at Infowars.com, or simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All my best audio interviews, all my films, even before they're released, order Desperate for a month. A bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, also make great gifts. So the new film order about this out, and if your order comes in, we'll ship it right out to you via UPS. And I'd have to say probably the last day we'll be able to ship these out to you and get it in time for Christmas. It'll be around the 20th. So don't procrastinate. Go ahead and order today. All right, going to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, there's so much I could say about you, but I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but kind of encapsulate for us or give us a synopsis, the condensed version, but spend some time on it, about how you woke up, your awakening, the things you've done, the things you're most proud of. I mean, basically what your life's been about, what your passion's been about.
First of all, thank you for having me on the program, and thank God for people like Alex Jones and keeping the spirit of freedom alive, and I really appreciate being on the program with you, Alex. I got started back in 1959. I was very interested in secret societies all of my life. Even as a kid, I was always into all of the occult or hidden information. I just gravitated toward that even as a child. I wanted to know the things which are behind the scenes. And back in 59, I began studying the secret societies and fraternal orders of the world. And it was in 1966 that Anthony Hilder put out his records called The Illuminati with Myron Fagan. And I was a friend of Anthony's, and I got that set of records back in 66, mid-66. And I began doing lectures at bookstores and even some of the motion picture studios and people that knew me out here in California. And I began traveling around just talking about Illuminati, secret societies, fraternal orders, and the way that these operations go on right in front of us and we don't even see them. And so I've been doing it for 45 years. I'm tired now, obviously, but I brought David Icke to America. I have given a lot of information to a lot of people in Hollywood. They've made movies now. I'm just amazed today the subject of Illuminati is in motion pictures, it's in television, it's being talked about around the world. There are all kinds of researchers, but I was doing it back in 1966. Some 40 years ago, and I'm just amazed at how the things I was talking about 40 years ago are starting to finally come into the public psyche. Finally, people are beginning to look at it seriously.
Well, just 5 years ago, Jordan, I was being made fun of because I would talk about Skull and Bones, and now Skull and Bones is passe. I believe at a certain level the New World Order is trying to reveal itself now because the old stonewalling made them lose even more credibility. They're trying to reveal and put some of their own spin on it, but I want to get your view on that. But in your studies since 1959, I guess 46 years, in your 46-year studies, I mean, if you had 2 minutes on national TV to boil it down, you're talking to the people, you know, what is the New World Order? Who are they? What is their plan?
Well, I'll tell you, golly, that's such a big question. And I know that most people hearing me are not going to believe what I would tell you. But I'm just going to tell you straight out what I think the thing is. And I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I always try and say that I'm just an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. Because we are all human. We can all make mistakes. And so I'm not the world's most authority, foremost authority on anything. But I've been looking at this subject for a long time, and I've had a lot of opportunities to talk to people, to other researchers, and I would boil it down to this. There is a secret agenda that has been formulated probably thousands of years ago for the domination of the world. And that's why I believe that our problems are not just political. You are making it very obvious that it's all political. But I think it's even more than political. I think it's cosmic. I think there is a dark force in the universe which wants to destroy the freedom of the creature that God created and gave us our freedom. And so I see this problem as a cosmic problem or a spiritual problem also. But I would boil down on the mundane level. I think the British royalty, the entire concept of the British Empire, is probably the main enemy of America, and we don't even begin to understand it. When you understand, too, the connections that the Vatican has with the British royalty, you need to remember that for at least 1,600 years, Europe has dominated the world. And for 1,600 years, the Vatican has dominated Europe. And the very idea, the very concept, or the word, New World Order, goes back to a Roman, Latin phrase, which was first in a poem by Virgil, the Roman poet, writing about Caesar. And in his poem, Aeneas, I believe it was, he talked about a new world order in Latin, Novus Ordo Seclorum. And what he meant, he said that when the world will finally come under the Roman heel of Caesar, once Caesar has finally conquered the entire planet, then there would come a Novus Ordo Seclorum. So I believe, it's just my opinion, but after looking at it for 46 years, I am totally convinced for myself that the Vatican has a hidden agenda in which the British Empire, the British royalty, have thrown in with the secret societies that came out of the Roman Empire and are now in their last and final phase moving on the entire world. So if anyone's going to do any research, you might want to go back and look at the British royalty. Who are they? The Queen Mum, Prince Charles, and all of that disgusting bunch who have decided that they are going to wipe out all freedom on the face of the earth.
Indeed, they openly say they're going to kill us.
Yeah, and well, just think about this, and this is putting it in street language, but just think about if you came out one night from a restaurant and got in a fight with some guy and you beat him up and everybody pat you on the back that you're the big guy, you beat this guy up because he jumped on you, but you beat him. And then you find out that he was actually a gang member or a member or a made man in the mafia. The problem now is that you have just started the problem. You thought you ended it. No, it is now. It's really a problem. And so that's exactly what happened when Americans defeated the British on the field of battle all over the world. The princes and kings and rulers were looking at this thing that was happening in the colonies.
They openly wrote and said, I mean, there's famous quotes that if we let this happen, they're going to take over. If we let them, you know, have actual money printed by the government instead of by us, it's over.
That's exactly the point. And so consequently, all their conspirator friends, all of the Illuminati operation going on in Europe for hundreds and hundreds of years
went into high gear.
Yes. And they looked at the King of England and said, And what are you going to do? Just like in the movie Goodfellas, when the kid says something and the other guys in the mob said, well, are you going to let him get away with that? Well, that's exactly what happened.
Absolutely. So they all came here and took us over, and now we're the eye of the pyramid. We'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell. Riveting.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. Talking to Jordan Maxwell. Woke up to the New World Order back in 59. Really got involved in the fight in the mid-60s. And, Jordan, before we go any further, this is a short segment. Tell people about your website.
Yes. Okay. It's jordanmaxwell.com. Simple. Jordan is like the river, J-O-R-D-A-N, maxwell.com. And go on there to check out my resume, press kit, and all the things that I've done. And then also under articles, I've got a lot of different articles and banners, got a lot of different terms and words and phrases and questions about things which are going on in the world. But so you have to see a lot of what I do, because it's very difficult to translate it into words. But when you begin to see the symbols and the emblems and where they keep popping up, and I guess what I have been able to do is pattern recognition. When you begin to see the same names, the same symbols and emblems popping up in different organizations, and the same words and terms popping up, you begin to see some kind of an overshadowing, all-encompassing agenda being worked out.
Well, here's an example. My wife yesterday walked into the office and said, "Hey, honey, here's Starbucks coffee." She'd been to Starbucks, brought me one. And both the people stringing up Christmas tree lights on the red cup are doing the Diablo. And you see that, you see the all-seeing eye, the 666, the everywhere. They're totally obsessed with it. Then you read about these execs are all into shamanism, the occult. They're all members of weird organizations. I mean, it always just goes back to the same thing. And people say, well, which group is it? Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg? Are they political? Are they occultic? I mean, literally, they're all just chapters of the same organization, aren't they?
That's exactly right. They're just chapters of the same thing. It's all one operation. And 1967... I was over in Glendale, California, doing some research in the Glendale Library, and that was a watershed for me. That was a major, major thing that happened. I was looking through the World Book Encyclopedia, and since we're talking 67, well, since 59, I have been reading and studying a lot about Nazi philosophy, communist theology, communist philosophy, etc., and the secret societies and fraternal orders and the terms and things which they use. But it was not until 67 in Glendale that I happened upon the World Book Encyclopedia under, and I was looking under Russia or the Soviet Union. And under Soviet Union, they had a picture of the flag of the Soviet Union and then the National Coat of Arms. And I read the article. It was just about four or five sentences telling you what these symbols on the coat of arms of the Soviet Union meant. And it knocked me out. It was as if a brick hit me. I couldn't believe it. I finally understood one of the most powerful symbols the Illuminati has ever used, and it finally occurred to me what it was I had been looking at for a long time and did not understand. And it's a very powerful symbol, and it is everywhere. All the presidents of the United States have used the same terms. All the senators, congressmen use the same terms. Corporations use the same terms. All of the different governments throughout the world, fraternal orders, all use the same words and terms and symbols. And once you begin to see it, then you say, my God, this is long and old and far back. This stuff is going all the way back into the primeval times. I mean, all of these symbols coming out of Egypt and Sumeria, Babylonia, Phoenicia, Cana, and now they are everywhere in our society, and the people, especially Christians, should be well aware of all of this, and even they don't see these things. But there was one in particular, and that was the sun rising over the mountains. And immediately, when it said that the sun represents the dawning of a new day for the new order of a world, a new order of the world which was coming. Well, as I said, I saw this in Nazism. I've seen it in communism, fascism. I have watched this word and the terms and the symbols being used, and it really excited me because now I've got something. Now
then,
I have.
And then suddenly you look at the Congress Hall, and there are the symbols right there.
Right in front of you.
Right in front. Stay there, Jordan Maxwell. They are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so prolific, a lot of us end up following the symbols, using the symbols, and playing our part in it unwittingly. It's subconscious programming. We'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Continuing, oh, by the way, in the next hour, folks, we will open the phones up so you can talk to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, let's get into tracking it back to Babylon, back to Egypt, back to the first sciences of propaganda, controlling populations, teaching the population that the government is your God and that you're a slave and that it's wonderful to be a slave. And then we have the Aztecs and Mayans and Toltecs killing tens of thousands a year in total mind control and taking hallucinogenic drugs and dragging big ropes with obsidian glass through their tongues to have hallucinations of pain. You know, this dark demonicness that shows up in every human society with the pyramids and the symbols and the exact same activities right down the line. Let's go back to the research you've done on the beginnings of the Illuminati and exactly who they are, and then let's run up to modern times and talk about what their final goal is. You know, once they get their one world government, what are they planning to do?
Well, you know, I think that there is, as a There's a hidden story here, and the Bible talks about the angels and sons of God and the watchers, and it implies both in all three religions, both in Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, talk about the presence of otherworld entities. Well, I'm totally convinced that that's true. There's no doubt in my mind that this earth is being visited or is in the hands of, so to speak, foreign entities, not from here. I don't believe that this much badness and evil can come from the mind of men, because it's too well put together. It's too well oiled. It's been around for too long. I mean, you can't get grown men to agree on much of anything, but this fantastic system of usury and manipulation and slavery has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And we read about it in the Bible, and we're given prophecies about the time of the end. So we know that this earth is in the hands of some very dark powers, that's why I said in the beginning, I don't see it as necessarily just political, it's cosmic in proportion.
Well, let me say this for those that don't believe that. Whether you believe in God or not, and I do, and I know Jordan does, yep, you have to understand, the elite, it's not debatable, they do believe in it, and they believe they're serving the dark powers. They believe that being raw and hateful and abusive is somehow virtuous and is some type of weird social Darwinistic view. So again, atheists listening right now, you're like, oh, I refuse to hear that. I don't believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not, okay, in this debate. Understand, the elite are governed by this. They are obsessed with it.
That's exactly right. They are a very, very devout religious group. They have a very powerful religion. And when you talk about that, let's talk about that for a moment, the religion of the Illuminati. When you talk about the Bohemian Grove, There's something more to the Bohemian Grove than most people know. And this is probably new even to you, Alex. The very word grove, is connected to the ancient world. It's in the Bible.
Well, it's a conclave of groups or covens meeting. It's like a grand convention.
That's right. It was even in the book of Genesis talking about the grove worshipers, or those who would meet in secret in the grove. And the very word grove, when you trace it in the Bible, what the Bible, the word in the ancient Phoenician language for grove was a phallic. The human phallic, the male phallic, was referred to as the grove or a grove. And that's why the tree is so important. That's why you have a family tree.
Obelisk.
It's the obelisk. As a matter of fact, the Washington Monument is a male phallic. It connects with the female ovaries, or the oval office. And when you begin to break down the words and the terms and symbols, you begin to see this is a very ancient stuff that's been going on for thousands of years. And the Bible has Jesus saying, many will look with their eyes but not see, listen with their ears, but not hear, and with their heart, not get the sense of it. And so many people who think that they're sophisticated and well-informed are looking at something which is at least 5,000 years old, and they haven't got the faintest idea in the world what these symbols mean or how we're being played. And it's an extraordinarily frightening story.
Now, it's part of their religion, though, that having their symbols out in plain view gives them the power, working the magic in plain view. You know, why? I mean, you go in Starbucks, folks, it's obvious. Everything's pyramids, all-seeing eyes, pentagrams, goddesses, and people doing Diablo signs. Why do they need to constantly throw that in our face?
Well, I think that it shows ownership. I've talked about this a lot.
A brand or a mark?
It's kind of like exactly. It's like a mark and a brand that shows ownership. It's like the kids in gangs will spray graffiti on the wall, and adults, all the people driving by will just be disgusted. It's messing up the wall. But no, you need to know how to read those symbols. They mean something too. The group that comes out late at night when all the people are sleeping, The gangs are roaming like animals, and they understand what those symbols mean. And so when you're seeing these emblems and symbols and corporate logos and national coats of arms and heraldry and all around you, they mean something. They are representing the ownership. They're representing who they are being financed by, what they're, you know, it's an extraordinary story. And as I said, the more you look into this, the more convinced you will become. But this is a very ancient operation. This thing's been going on for thousands of years. There's been a war between light and darkness from day one. And I think that we are really losing big time. America, as far as I'm concerned, is the last great hope of the world. Because when America goes under, it's the most powerful nation in the world, and consequently, it's going to take down the entire world.
Now, it's already been seized as a war mock, an engine to knock down the walls of any other free people.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm frightened at the implications, what that means for children, what that means for human families. If you go on my website, like I said, and just go to the articles and look at the look at some of the stuff I have there on the banners. And I've done a lot of videos and DVDs on the subject of words and terms and symbols. I mean, when you start breaking down the words, there is a whole magical world there that most people are totally unaware of. You think that you understand what words mean. But until such time as you are in trouble and you really need to know, and you get an attorney or a lawyer or someone who's going to represent you who has studied the system and knows what the words mean, it's a really interesting story about how words are used.
Well, here's an example. We have switched over from common law,
yes,
Anglo-Saxon Mosaic law, to the Roman civil law, and any good lawyer, most of the dumb ones don't even know this, but real lawyers go, oh, absolutely, it is a ritual. You've got to say it right, do it right. The courthouse is built like a temple. The judge is in ceremonial robes. He's above you, normally with a big, you know, a triangle wedge behind him as a symbol, and his coat of arms. You have to then address him, and you pray to the court. You pray to the judge in your pleadings. We pray to this court, and it all has to be done properly as a ritual, and it's not even so much about what your pleadings are on the surface. It's how the ritual is conducted, but even more importantly, it's the connections of the lawyer. What group is he a member of?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, you said it so well. That's the point. It is a whole ritualistic thing going on. Let me run this by you. There are only two things on this earth. There's land and water. So there are only two basic kinds of law on the earth: the law of the land and the law of water. And once you understand that the law of the land is the law of the people who live on a particular plot of land, you find that the law of the land is different in every country. I mean, you can do things.
And the Illuminati loves the law of the sea because it's the law of the pirate, hence skull and bones.
That's it.
Skull and bones, piracy, exactly.
And so consequently, the law of the sea is referred to as maritime law. And maritime law is the law of the high seas, the law of water, or, as any well-informed attorney will tell you, maritime law is the law of money. And because it's the cash flow, the liquid asset, it's the cash flow. And so the law of the high seas is the law of money. It's banking. So when you go into court, why do you have to go to court? You play tennis on a court. How do you play tennis on a court? You play with a racket. When you start looking at the words and the terms which are used, it's just beyond belief how well this thing has all been put together. And we buy into it. I mean, when you walk into a court and the judge sits higher up so he can look down on you and you can look up to the law, and he rules on the bench, we say that the judge rules from the bench. The word bench is a Latin word. Look it up in a Latin dictionary. Latin word bench means a bank. Where do you find a bank? You find banks on both sides of a river. They're called river banks. What does a river bank do? Well, it directs the flow of the currency. Your money is cash flow. It's liquid assets. You are referred to as a maritime admiralty product because you came out of your mother's water. Her water broke. And once you came out into life, you were a maritime admiralty product.
And now they're shifting us further into this. No longer are you called an employee or someone who works there, a laborer. No, now it is you are the...
Yeah, you are, what is it they call it? A human asset or human... there's a term that they're giving it now.
And for some reason, it's escaping me. But it's that department now. You have the person who's over the employees. They're called. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's human something. I can't remember what it is right now either. But
resource.
Yeah, human resource. That's what it is. And of course, like iron and rubber and gasoline and you. You're a human resource.
They even quantify it.
You know, and that's why you call the GI in the military. You call it GI, a government issue. Well, the government issues gas cans and tires and underwear and guns and everything else that the government issues, and so that's why they don't mind leaving Americans in concentration camps and leaving them to die on a foreign land because they are a GI.
But that's also
issue.
At a higher level part of the sacrifice. The Illuminati, and Jordan, correct me if this is wrong, at least deludes themselves into, well, we have to keep balance in this whole force system. And so if we kill a bunch of Iraqis, our men have to die, even if they don't die in battle. So it's okay if they die from shots or die from DU because actually the gods demand that sacrifice.
Well, I'm sure there is something to that. You know, I've talked a lot about, and a lot of people hearing me who know me know that I've talked about this many times, but I'm bringing it up again because it's so important. The planet Saturn, the ancient god Saturn, plays a very profound part in what's going on today throughout the world. Saturn was the god of the black robe. This is why judges wear black robes and priests wear black robes and Darth Vader and Dracula and everybody else wears black robes. Well,
SWAT teams, the new riot police.
Yeah, Saturn is referred to as the god of the black robe. He is another term given to Saturn was he's the Lord of the Rings. And, well, of course, the Saturnian rings. There was celebrations in the Roman Empire in December called the Saturnalia, where they actually celebrated the end of the world. They called it the Saturnalian festival, where today we refer to the celebrations in America like Mardi Gras.
Well, also they had the little ring of the little ring they'd wear on their head too.
Of course. Well, I mean, even in Mardi Gras in New Orleans in Brazil, the big completion of the feast of Mardi Gras is the King Saturn is unveiled. He's referred to as King Saturn. And they have a carnival, and carnival comes from carnivorous, the eating of human flesh, the eating of flesh, carnival, and the destruction of the old order in preparation for Sunday when the new sun will rise on a new day and a new dawn for the world. So the whole idea is to destroy the old world order in preparation for a coming new order of the world.
By the way, I was looking online at a website that had pictures of somebody who'd been on a carnival cruise,
yep.
And all over this ship was this horned god eating people.
Yeah, well, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that the planet Saturn is very important to the secret societies and fraternal orders. And if you go back into the founding of this country, what the symbols meant and how they were being put together, it's very difficult to talk about this kind of subject in the short period that we have together because there's so much that could be said about this. And I've tried to do as much as I can, given my resources, because I'm not a businessman. I'm the guy that spends all my, his life in libraries and researching and doing the writing and putting it together for myself. And it wasn't until 1988 that I really started going public with what I was spending my life doing since 59. And like I said, a lot of these speakers today that are talking about this subject, you know, I was talking about it 45 years ago, and I'm just amazed at how much we don't know in this country, how things are right in front of you and we don't even see them.
And, of course, most of the people that are even in the system or think they know, they're in lower runes. That's why their symbol is the pyramid, great symbol of compartmentalization.
Yeah, that is true. That's why they are able to get away with most of what they do, is because most people, you know, it's a fact of life that most people will support what they want to hear. They're not going to support what they don't want to hear. And therefore that's why the government gives to people what they want to hear. That's why religions give to people what they want to hear. But if, you know, too many people are not ready to really look at the real truth about the symbols and emblems and how governments work, how courts work, how banks work. It's one hell of a story, and it's about time that people start looking at these subjects. I've been trying to talk about it for many years. Again, my website is jordanmaxwell.com. Go on, there's a lot of stuff on there.
There is. Jordan, stay there. We're going to come back. I want to talk about what their master plan is, though. I mean, we clearly know what their program is, and we'll discuss it when we get back and get Jordan's view.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Their bodies down on a bloody
Nobody won't.
You know, folks, I go off what I can prove. Interesting thing today, this never happens. Magically, my website from about 5 years ago, or 4 years ago, has been uploaded without us even doing it to where you can't even see my main page. Simultaneously, when this started happening 5 minutes into the show today, about an hour and 50 minutes ago, all the network streams for audio went down for the Internet. And, of course, we need to get it where our people can get into the IT system themselves and fix it. But I don't control that. We're fixing it on our end at InfoWars.com. But I've been on there before with Colonel Craig Roberts, who's one of the people that's, give me intel on what's going on. And right when I talk about this particular corporation based down on the river here in Austin, Texas, it's really a government front, talking about how they want to shut me down. Right as I said, shut us down, we were cut off. Satellites themselves were cut off. And they love to do stuff like that. They love to leave mementos and, hey, we're watching you. And this whole thing's run out of fear. Many of their minions are nothing more than really slaves. Jordan Maxwell, what is it that they're planning to build? Why are they so afraid of the people hearing what you have to say today?
Well, I think that there's something very big going on here that's been going on for thousands of years, and it's a spiritual battle. And I'm not sure that any of us really understand the full implications of what the word God means, what the scriptures are really all about. The implications are just staggering for the future of the human race. Who are we? When we were created by God, I have no problem believing in a divine presence in the universe that men have called God, but I am really fearful of looking at, I think it's really going to be a very difficult subject to look at. Who really is in control of this planet? Where are we going as human creatures? What they have in mind is building something it's called the New Man. Spell N-E-W-M-A-N, the New Man. The New Man is going to be a human which has all of its soul taken from it, so that you are nothing more than a worker, a consumer. It was explained in the motion pictures. My friend Dick Gregory said once that Hollywood does three things only. It tells you what it's already done, what they're doing now, and what they're getting ready to do. And if you go back and rent the movie Network, in which Ned Beatty, as the head of the network, explains to
that it's a one-world government run by the corporations, and that you yourself are a share of stock.
That's it. And he said all your anxieties will be put to rest. They will all the entertainment, everything will be provided for you, so that all you have to do is just do what you're told and go along to get along, and everything is going to be fine. And I think that this is a horrible darkness that the world is slowly but surely being led into, and I think it calls into question now, who are we as humans, who owns us, and what ultimately is going to happen here, because I believe that the Creator is going to eventually have had enough. And when that happens, who was it, Thomas Jefferson said, I fear and I shudder when I think that God is just. The point he was making was that, when God decides to do something, when that divine presence in the universe decides to make a move, it doesn't matter now what you think. It just doesn't matter what side you're on. Now you've caused some serious problems.
Stay there. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.